The Prime Minister has, for the first time, suggested that a special one-off flood levy be imposed to help fund the rebuilding of Queensland and keep Labor's pledge intact to produce a budget surplus in 2012-2013. But the opposition maintains a flood tax is unnecessary and can't be justified. Tony Abbott instead suggests Labor find ways to cut spending. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
Earlier this week, the Prime Minister wouldn't comment directly on a report the government was considering a flood levy to cover much of the rebuilding costs and ensure a budget surplus in 18 months' time. After sniffing the breeze for a couple of days, Julia Gillard's decided it's time to talk about the possibility of higher taxes.
This is going to require some difficult decisions. There will be spending cutbacks and there may also be a levy.
But the Prime Minister can't say when taxpayers will know whether they'll be paying more tax, and if so, how much more, and what spending will be cut.
I am working on those decisions now, and when I'm able to, I will announce them at the appropriate time. We obviously have more work to do. We don't have the total damage bill yet.
On the 7:30 report last night, she warned of higher food prices and a hit to gross domestic product, or GDP, but says the economy is strong, rejecting some calls from business and unions to abandon Labor's surplus pledge.
We've got to remember our economy is strong with a large pipeline of investment coming through. That means by 2012-13 our economy will be running hot, and when your economy's running hot, that's the right time to be having a budget surplus and saving for the future.
I think that the Prime Minister is clearly softening us up for another new tax.
Tony Abbott's attacked a one-off flood levy.
I'm opposed to unnecessary new taxes, and that's what this is. There will have to be very substantial Commonwealth government spending as part of the recovery and reconstruction phase, but there's a right way and a wrong way to find that money.
The Coalition says Labor should stick to its surplus promise and appears set to oppose any extra levy to fund a multi-billion dollar rebuilding package. That's despite the Howard government having imposed a series of one-off levies to pay for a gun buyback scheme, to pay out former ANSET staff and restructure the sugar and dairy industries.
The Howard government ran a tight budget and a strong economy in a way that this government never will. And second, you don't need a levy here because there is out-of-control government spending which can easily be reined back and reprioritised.
The opposition's calling on the government to sell off Medibank Private, redirect stimulus money and abandon or delay the broadband network rollout.
We identified $50 billion worth of savings in the recent election campaign, and most of those savings are still available. And what this government has got in store for us next year is plainly three new taxes, a carbon tax, a mining tax, and now a flood tax.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, speaking to Alexandra Kirk.